Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely fantastic day today. Hope you guys had a great weekend and a great time, basically, with the Hagman Show on Friday. Had a lot of good stuff going on, and hope you guys had a good weekend. Got to train with a bunch of my buddies over the weekend, do some vehicle interdiction tactics and deploying and moving and getting out of vehicles and shooting out of vehicles. And I encourage everybody, again, as always, to make sure you stay up on your prepared readiness, whatever you see fit for that, and constantly try to push yourself further. I told one of my buddies that over the weekend. It was basically his first time doing something this aggressive, and he was shocked on the concussion blast from, you know, a rifle going, you know, out of a vehicle, shooting through a windshield. And, you know, we had ear pro on, and I told him, I said, you know, you'd think it'd be this loud with ear pro on. I said, imagine if you had to do this and you didn't have comms on. And I said, you know, your sensory overwhelming, you know, aspects would kick in afterwards. I said, you'd have to do what you had to do at the time being. I said, but the thing about it is most people don't understand what this feels like and understand that you have to train and basically practice makes perfect with anything. If you want to get good at something, if you want to be proficient at something, you actually have to do it. You can't just talk about it. You can't just read about it. You have to essentially go through it. And once you do things in the real world and start training with stuff and working with stuff, you learn how to handle that much more. And that's why we continually do the best we can here at Health Masters. We've been in business for decades and decades helping people out, producing the highest quality supplements and helping people stay healthy. And, you know, I had somebody email me again this morning about this whole very, very coincidentally timed bogus monkeypox nonsense that they're talking about in Europe right now. And I had another doctor call me this morning from Midwest United States, and he said that he's seen something very strange right now, is that he's seen 5 cases so far of mycoplasma pneumonia, which is a very rare form of pneumonia. And essentially, as soon as somebody tests positive for this, they immediately test them for AIDS. This is pretty much only prevalent in AIDS patients. All 5 of the patients tested negative for AIDS, and all 5 of them had been fully vaccinated and boosted. And I told him, I said, what do you think the likelihood of this alleged monkeypox nonsense that they're fear pointing out on every single mainstream news story just suddenly, right before they're voting tomorrow on the World Health Organization, pretty much taking over the sovereignty of every country in the world's health, basically, control. And he goes, well, I don't know. He said, what's very odd about this, he goes, it seems to me that it may possibly be, he goes, and we're trying to find out, the cases that are coming down with this, if they're actually allegedly real monkeypox cases, which is actually not easy to contract, by the way. You have to have like skin-to-skin contact with somebody that's actually being symptomatic. This isn't something somebody sneezes around you and you contract it. And he said, we're trying to find out if these people have been injected. He said, because what it appears to me, and he goes, this is just my appearance right now, it's very likely that this could be something that's a very severe side effect that's showing up as similar as monkeypox, and it's from the 3rd or 4th booster shot that people have been getting, or it's in one of the batches that they basically injected in. He said, I don't know. But now there's basically some research coming out now that allegedly Wuhan, I read the research study that came out in February 2022 that's talking about Wuhan working on essentially another type of gain of function with a PCR test of monkeypox back in February. The research came out. Now, whether or not this, again, is a cover story to try to make people think we have some nasty virus coming in right now. Remember, again, regardless of what virus it is, the protocol has still always been the same that actually works naturally as an effective standpoint. Vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin. The D3 is incredibly important for any type of viral exposure. You know, a lot of people said, well, it worked good for COVID. It works good for everything. The body has to have the raw nutrients in order to stay strong. And am I saying people need to be all weird about this stuff? No, not at all. I personally don't think this was accidental. I think it was very specific propaganda that was primed perfectly. And I told you guys this for the last couple of months. I said, they're going to come out with something pretty soon to get everybody all scared again now. So they got people primed with COVID for 2 years. Now they're coming out with this alleged monkeypox. And I read an article on Saturday, which is very interesting. And it was talking about how the first cases that they have seen in Europe, they were all found in homosexual males. Now, I'm just talking about the research that they came out with. Now, whether or not that's continually being the case, I don't know. That's just what they originally said. Now, Belgium is now saying if you test positive for it, that you have to mandatorily quarantine by the Belgian government for 21 days. So are we starting lockdowns again now? Or how are we testing for this whole monkeypox? Are we running the PCR test, which I've read now that's allegedly what they're talking about doing, a specifically tuned PCR test for monkeypox. Now people are going to start testing positive for monkeypox with no symptoms. Guys, if they really try to play this again and really try to do this, I really hope the vast majority of the American population does not go along with this complete and total moronic behavior if this is something they're trying to pull again. Now, regardless, even if it is real and they release something else, guess what? Keep your body strong. Don't have direct skin contact with people that look sick. I mean, this isn't that difficult of a concept. And continue to keep your immune system going further and staying strong and exercising and drinking adequate purified water and staying off the sugar. The protocol is the same regardless of what these sickos continually try to push out there. So continue, my friends, to get the truth out there. Stay strong, stay fit, and constantly ask questions of things that are going on. What do you think, Dad?
You know, a few weeks ago, a month or so ago now, whatever it was, we had a general come out and telling everybody that the COVID was being transmitted through the water and it was being done through snake venom and all the other stuff. There was a big hysteria for a week in all media. And now we see that that's kind of come and gone and people are beginning to realize that a lot of the stuff that we're told in all media ends up being hype. Not that it wasn't true, because parts of it were true. That's a fact. But the reality is the person who basically had done the video didn't realize how much he was going to be edited by the person who put the video out. In fact, that individual had put about 4.5 hours of audio tape and videotape onto that particular topic and was edited down to about an hour. So, I mean, so the whole thing about it is that I've learned a long time ago, you don't do tape shows. You don't do them. You don't do them at all, because they can make you say pretty much anything they want to make you say. They make you look absolutely great or absolutely awful, but they can do whatever they want to do to you. Well, everything's obfuscation in all media now, and I've given you multiple links now that you need to look at that we talked about last week. I went into detail last week about the CIA involvement in alt media, including with Gloria Steinem and all the stuff that we mentioned on last week's shows. And last week was a really good primer set of 5 shows that really went into a lot of detail. Monday's show, Austin had some microphone issues at the end of the show, but we got those resolved now. But at the beginning of the show, I talked about how different people had been basically tricked into believing alt media. So last week's shows were one of those things that you kind of need to listen to again. And the reason I know this, God, this sounds kind of silly, but this weekend we went down to South Florida to a pastor who's a friend of mine to basically go to church down there and also to visit Sharon's father. And on the way home last week and going down there, basically we listened to all 5 shows over again that we had done last week. And I do that upon occasion. And here's why I do that. When I travel, it makes the time go by really, really fast. I mean, it does. And you think, well, you listen to your own shows? Here's why I do that. Zig Ziglar taught me to do that. Ziglar was a good friend of mine. I dedicated my first book to him. He and I did 100 seminars together back, you know, in the 90s. Really good man. He was who he said he was. Never had any scandals in his entire life. Married to the same woman absolutely for, I think, 50 years. Longer than that, 60 years. Great guy. I mean, great Christian man. The real deal, if you want to call him that. And he always said, listen to your own presentations. He said, listen to it repeatedly. Find out how you can make it better. Find out if you said what you meant to say and how to make it more concise and more clear. Find out how to ask questions during your presentation so you can maintain a dialogue, not a monologue, so the audience stays with you. Ziglar taught me how to do all that. And so I still do that. Here I am, you know, 30 years later, after I was doing shows with Ziglar. And I've been listening to Ziglar now for over 40 years. But what's interesting about this is I still do that. I still listen to the shows. And the other day we were listening to a couple of shows before on the way down to Vero Beach to visit Sharon's father. And I was absolutely shocked at how bad they were. They weren't our shows. They were somebody else's shows. And they were all over the place. They were playing horrible music. It was awful. And finally, after listening to each of these shows, like 10 minutes, each of them, I said, turn it off. I said, turn on my show that we started last week with Austin and let's listen to those shows so I could critique them. And see, that's what we try to bring to you at the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We try to bring you the finest, highest quality broadcast as far as content that you're going to get anywhere else. That's why we don't allow commercials on the show. We want to have the ability to control output without being told by sponsors what we can and can't say. Very important that you guys know that. That's why we want to thank you again for support of Health Masters. I said all that to say this. And yes, Austin is right. Regardless of what we throw at us, the most important thing we have to do is to maintain our immune systems. That's absolutely critical. I don't know how to, you know, Jimbo Fisher, the old Florida State coach, used to say that all the time. He says, critical, it's critical, it's critical. So I try not to use one word over and over again, but this really is critical. It's one of those things that we have to have D3, K2, potassium iodide, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C. All of these things have to be maintained in high enough concentrations because from a health standpoint, we got to eat clean. We got to drink purified water. We got to take our supplements. We got to stay off of sugar. Pretty much every single thing that they're going to throw at us and attack us with, this is the only mitigation we have against it. This is just it. And if we have to, not run out in public with everybody's infected with monkeypox if there's going to be such a thing. And of course, this whole monkeypox could be a sidebar to what they've done as far as our immune systems. Now, I read an article the other day, and I can't verify it, so it's kind of like this is speculation. It may or may not be true. I don't know. But they have that lipid particle encapsulation of certain compounds inside of the vaccines, inside of the kill shots. Now, we know that specific frequencies can dissolve lipid tissue. We know that. We've seen it in laboratories. How do we know they haven't put other things in the shots, including monkeypox? I'm just asking this question. I'm not saying it's true. How do we know they haven't put monkeypox or something else into these things that they can activate via 5G with specific frequencies?
Yep.
We don't know that, do we, Austin? We don't know. And so we've got to ask ourselves that. Now, all of a sudden, they're turning on all the 5Gs. Now we got people running around with skin lesions, and they're, you know, it's happening in the homosexual community first. Let me tell you something about queers, all right? The queers are sickly most of the time. They're sick. They've got all kinds of health issues. They're engaged in all types of weird behavioral patterns as far as from a sexual standpoint that really compromise the immune system. That's why they don't live real long, and that's why they stay sick all the time. So if they're the ones who've been injected and they're the ones coming down with monkeypox now, it's kind of like what they did with AIDS in the 70s and 80s when they actually infected the blood supply of New York City as far as trying to eliminate homosexual populations and also in Africa to eliminate the black population. It was horrible, the eugenics protocol that was put against the African people back in the 70s, 80s by the World Health Organization. Now, I could do a whole show on that, but I don't have time to do that today because today we're talking about monkeypox. So we don't know what these clowns are up to. We really don't. We don't know what they're going to do with their 5Gs. Everywhere I go now, thanks to Donald Trump, there's 5G towers everywhere. Remember, they put all those up while we were all locked down. They were putting them up everywhere, and they've got them now everywhere. You see on the horizon here in Florida, in the heavy cities, there's a lot of people around them. I mean, every half a mile, you got another 5G tower, another 5G tower. And these aren't up there like, you know, 1,000 feet like the old cell towers used to be. They're 200-300 feet up in the air. And, you know, and of course, they have the repeaters on the lights. And all the lights in our areas have, you know, 5G repeaters on the signal system switches. And we have to understand that. But we have to understand something also, too. Many of us didn't see it. Now, we did it on the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, and we told you about it. But about 2-3 years ago, millions of us became aware of this emerging one-world government and their deceitful plans to seize the power hidden under the guise of world health. And they started it with the lockdowns and the coronavirus and the fear-mongering and the complete usurpation of the White House under Donald Trump, him giving them an executive power order to basically do whatever they wanted to do, including putting Fauci at the head of the CDC and giving the CDC the unprecedented function of locking us down, putting us in our homes, making us wear masks, making us do social distancing. They slapped 666 all over the place. I guess their satanic New World Order. And they did it all under the guise of world health. And now we're beginning to wake up to the fact that the so-called New World Order, and we've been telling you this now on our show for almost a decade, is basically a paganistic, luciferic, satanic, Kabbalist, Canaanite, ancient Egyptian, Kabbalah religion based out of the Zohar. And we tell you this. Now, it's no surprise that their coronation ball climaxes on May the 28th. With the devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars connection, because they're all about their stars and their signs and their numbers, because they believe that when these two combine together, the devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, it's success in starting a war. This is how they believe, guys. Everything's by the numbers. Their big week of megalomania begins on May the 22nd, okay? That was like yesterday, in Switzerland, with both the World Health Organization's annual World Health Assembly and the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos. In Geneva, the World Health Organization will be voting on a pandemic treaty officially known as the Zero Draft Report of the Working Group on Strengthening WHO Preparedness and Response to Health Emergencies to the 75th World Assembly. This pandemic treaty will make them more and make the directing and then coordinate. The pandemic treaty will make them the directing and coordinating authority on international health. The WHO's zero draft plan includes regular simulation exercises, global surveillance, more vaccines, more censorship, contact tracing, and digital vaccine passports, which is also the Chinese credit score in disguise. In Davos, the satanic Kabbalist Luciferian Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum annual meeting theme is history at a turning point, and their agenda includes more vaccines and more censorship and more pushing of the LGBTQ movement to promote their hermaphroditic agenda. In the same week in Indonesia, the United States Office for Disaster Risk Reduction is holding their annual global platform where they will be planning for regular ongoing pandemic simulations, more global governments, more money to fight climate change, and ultimately accomplishing the United Nations 2030 agenda, also known as the Great Reset. And after the New World Order's week of basically self-jubilation ends with the Devil Horn Moon Jupiter-Mars conjunction, Klaus Schwab and his fellow Satanists can celebrate with their friends at CERN there in Geneva. And then what's going to happen? Well, in March 2021, a year ago, the Nuclear Threat Initiative conducted a tabletop exercise simulating a global pandemic involving monkeypox terrorist attack, something Bill Gates has been telling us for years to expect. The Biden administration has just bought millions of doses of monkeypox vaccines, and mysterious cases are now being reported. The final assault of the New World Order will involve a man-made bioattack, food shortages, which we see right now, fuel shortages, which we see right now, FEMA camps, rolling blackouts, and more of the riots that we saw a few years ago. Violence may save your life someday, and it might save your freedom. If we really wanted to solve our problem, we could all peacefully convene at our local government council and demand either their allegiance to the Constitution or their immediate resignation. Remember, this new world satanic agenda, wanting to rebuild the third temple, remember this, to bring in their basically Luciferian god, their Kabbalah snake in a tree, are all going to be pushing their agenda, and they're not going to stop. We talked about it in depth last year with the ancient entities that control their movements and what they do. And if we understand what's happening from a Christian standpoint, and we understand who they are and what they do, then we can stand against it in prayer. I prayed for you guys again this morning, and I'm going to continue to enjoy my life. I'm going to stand here, and I am going to continue to expose these guys with every breath of my being, but I'm going to continue to enjoy my life. This weekend, we had the opportunity, the privilege of, you know, having our grandchildren with us for a few days. It was absolutely wonderful, and we had a blast. And for those of you on Sharon Brewer's Instagram account, you go, wow, you guys, you know, went to the beach with the grandkids. Yes, we did. And we had a blast. We had a great, great time. And what we've learned and what we've realized is this. They ain't taking my joy away. The world didn't give me the joy. The world didn't give me the peace that I have, my relationship with God Almighty through Jesus. And they ain't going to take it away. I'm just going to say it that way. And I'm not going to allow them to put me in a box. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be forced into a box. That's why we didn't submit with the lockdowns. We didn't submit at Health Masters. We never closed our shop one time. We never forced our employees to wear a mask. We never did any of it. And we're not going to. I'm not playing this game with these whack bags. I'm not going to allow them to take my joy away because they didn't give it to me and they can't have it. That's how I look at it. And see, when we have that relationship with Christ and we have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we have peace. The peace that passes all understanding as we keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And that's what we have to do. Am I saying to ignore all of this? No, I don't ignore any of it. I tell you what they're doing to you guys all the time. You keep yourself strong. Take your supplements. You know, don't if you got a bunch of people getting on an elevator and they're all covered with blistering sores and they're oozing pus everywhere, you might not want to get on the elevator with them. How about that? Okay, just don't do it. Okay? But the reality is learn to understand that our God is omnipresent. None of this is taking him by surprise. He knew all this was going to happen in advance. And you can pray protection like a force field around you and your family when you plead the blood of Christ over yourselves, when you station angels around yourselves, when you put a hedge of thorns around yourselves. What it does, it gives you like an encapsulation protection for you and your family. They're not going to take our joy away, not on this show. They're not going to do it because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, Pfizer has reared its ugly head, and it has said something that's pretty bold. It says Pfizer has now told a federal judge that Pfizer owns the government, the federal government, and is thereby immune to normal contract law. This is an article by Paul Craig Roberts. I love this guy. And he goes, Pfizer affirms that its agreement with Washington under the Other Transaction Authority permits Pfizer to violate clinical trial regulations and federal laws protecting the public. In other words, Pfizer has legal authority to commit fraud that kills people. As then Paul Craig Roberts goes on to say, as I have explained on many occasions, the U.S. government is privatized. It is run by private interests who represent or found on the SEC, FDA, EPA, Federal Reserve, and all the other regulatory agencies. They're all controlled through BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, through the bloodline families, through the international banking cartels. As George Stigler made this clear 60 years ago, the U.S. regulatory agencies are captured by the industries they are supposed to regulate. That's why the FDA has the revolving door policy. The power of private interests also comes from the fact that private interests are the financiers of political campaigns. Every elected official, House, Senate, and President, and every state and local official knows that he or she is in office because of the campaign contributions. This means that elected officials are responsible to their donors, not to the voters. The power of private interests were reinforced by the U.S. Supreme Court decision that gave essentially unlimited ability to corporations to purchase governments to serve their interests by basically contributing to the campaigns of the congressmen and the senators and to the judges and everybody else who's involved in political processes. This is the real picture of today's United States. The USA is a country that can only serve private interests, never the public. It has basically a hard interest to divide in a country which identity. I'm going to repeat this. The U.S. is a country that has that can only serve private interests, never the public interest, itself a hard interest to define in a country into which to identify politically. It's not written well. Sorry, Paul. In America today, the public interest is whose interest? Multiculturalism can never result in united interest. Today, there are an array of interests trying to have it all while suppressing their other interests. The feminists, once a powerful force, are losing to the transgendered. Even former feminist heroes are now canceled and deplatformed. White Americans branded aversive racists have lost out to blacks who have been granted legal preferences, thus violating the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was passed for the explicit purpose of establishing the equal protection under law. Formerly sacrosanct heterosexuals now answer to formerly criminally homosexuals and are required to take sensitivity training to learn the difference, to basically learn how to understand homosexuals, preferred minorities, and transgendered claimants. Today, the discrimination is against the white heterosexual male. The discrimination is against the white heterosexual male who is labeled a domestic terrorist unless he joins in the persecution of other white heterosexual males and did not vote for Donald Trump or vote for alternative candidates. The U.S. Democratic Party has defined its rival, the Republican Party, as the party of white supremacists and the party of white Trump deplorables. The side of society that exists in the U.S. today is so split that it no longer constitutes a country. There is no unifying belief or principle. The United States has become the Tower of Babel, and the Americans are unaware of who brought us this affliction and the societal caps that it is bringing. And I'm going to tell you again, I tell you this every week, it's the Frankfurt School, cultural Marxism, the communists, the Kabbalists that overthrew Russia and then tried to overthrow Germany, couldn't get it done, set up a group think tank called the Frankfurt School to try to figure out how to get the Germans destroyed, and they realized they had to destroy the nuclear family because Germany wanted no part of communism, none. So they had to dissolve the nuclear family. I've talked about this in length and in depth over and over and over, you know, the show. I'm not going to do it right now. But that's who did this to us. This is the synagogue of Satan is what the Bible calls them. This is the group that runs it all. And it has been, and they do it through the information that's given to them by these ancient entities and demons. And we need to understand that. And if we don't, we're never going to get it right. But I want to cover this with you this morning, with this whole thing with the Davos and the World Economic Forum and the monkeypox and all the other stuff that's happening, and make you understand and make myself understand and make us all realize These guys are playing for blood. And as far as me and my house, I'm going to serve the Most High God, regardless of what they do. And that's the only way we can stand against it, because the way we do it is we pray. And I talked about this last week in depth. We create scalar energy when we pray, and it changes the fabric of space-time. And they hate that because they have nothing. They can't stop that. They can't. When we start changing the fabric of space-time because of our blood covenant with the Most High God, it really makes these guys angry. And if we all got together in unison and continue to pray and continue to pray like we do in the show and I do for you guys all over the country and all over the world right now, we'd change all of this stuff. These guys would be fully exposed and booted out. But guys, you got to start at your local elections. You got to start with your city and your county, and you got to make sure the people that you put into power over you locally are doing what's right. Austin, what do you think, buddy? And what's your next story?
Well, that's exactly right. And we've seen too many times now in this country where, you know, we'll go in and everybody kind of ask the question, well, who voted for this crap? You know, honestly, being honest with you, who wanted this? Because I've talked to 30, 40, 50 people in the community. Did anybody vote for this? Did anybody ask for this? Well, no. Nobody did. Everybody actually was opposed to it, and they still did it. When you start dealing with individuals that have no oversight, that have no accountability, and they simply start just dictating things or putting things into place or approving things or going doing whatever they want, and there's no oversight, they're not, you know, in some cases we've seen that they're not actually people that are voted in, they're simply appointed. And this is what the judge in Florida was so adamant about when she struck down the mask mandate on the flights via the CDC's mandate trying to get the FAA to enforce it. So the CDC is not an elected group. They're not there to make laws. They're not Congress. They're not basically going in and voting on something. They're simply appointed bureaucrats that are put in a position of an alphabet agency that some way functions as an independent agency, a government agency, and a 501c3 corporation all intertwined. Still haven't been able to figure that one out once I actually grasp my head around what they are. They can take donations from outside countries while they still take money from the U.S. government funding because they're a government agency, and they still don't have to deal with anything because they're a 501c3 corporation. Riddle me that one. And yet they're supposed to be this Center for Disease Control Agency is supposed to tell us what we can and can't do with our lives and what we have to wear on our face and where we can't go and how far we're supposed to stay apart from one another. Give me a break. They're, like I said before, they're one of the most corrupt agencies right under the ATF. That's why the Florida judge ruled, said no. This is insane. The CDC saying at one point that they're going to remove Title 42 and allow unfettered immigration in the United States again, but yet Americans, citizens have to wear, you know, masks on planes in sealed, you know, airplanes. Come on, give me a break. And now, and it was interesting, I was thinking about this yesterday because I was talking to my buddies when we were riding back. We're seeing this massive influx at the border. We're already seeing massive overrun of staff as far as with Border Patrol agents and so forth. They're massively understaffed down there. They've been saying this for months. There are literally hundreds of thousands of individuals from, we don't know what countries. We don't know if they've been flown in from Africa. We don't know if they've come down from South America. We don't know if they've been bused in, flown in, trained in, you know, boated in. We don't know. We don't know. And but we do know there's a huge, enormous amount of individuals that are down there. And how do we know that they're not getting ready when they bring these guys in to start injecting them with some COVID vaccine or some smallpox, monkeypox vaccine that in turn is going to infect them? Remember we saw what happened with the polio shots that everybody thought, you know, back in the 50s that were supposed to prevent that, and everybody started getting polio? It's interesting enough, isn't it, that Biden administration just spent $12 million on the first big giant batch of monkeypox vaccines last week? We don't even know anything about it. It's normally never been an issue. Guys, monkeypox never has even been a problem. The last time there were ever any significant cases of it in the United States was back in 2003 from what I read. And of like 78 people contracted across the entire country, two people had to be hospitalized. There were zero deaths. That's true monkeypox if you actually contract it. Now, is this one been weaponized? I don't know. You can't believe much of anything anymore. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. Or is, again, this another false flag to try to get people scared on the mainstream media? That's what is appearing a lot. And I'm not saying there's not something floating around out there, but it's exactly what I said before. protocols don't change with keeping yourself healthy, especially, and I encourage a lot of people on this, you got to clean up your diet. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and we were at the range, and he was telling me how he was used to have all these digestive problems. He's in really good shape now. And he said he used to be, you know, really overweight, and he's gotten in shape now. And we were talking about food, and it was funny because I felt like I was talking to myself at some point. He told me, he goes, it's crazy. People don't understand how bad the food is now and what it does to the digestive system, what it does to the colon and all these health problems. And I said, well, I know. He said, you're preaching to the choir. And we were talking back and forth about what I do, and he was awake right up there with me. And he goes, it's funny. He goes, because once I started changing my diet, he goes, I was about 100 pounds overweight. And he's in pretty good shape now, still pretty thick. I mean, tell you, he was lifting real heavy. And he goes, what's interesting, he goes, all I really did was stop eating junk food. And he goes, I could pretty much eat as much clean food as I wanted. And he goes, I couldn't overeat on it. And I said, I know, it's funny, isn't it? I said, you go eat a big old plate of like brown rice, broccoli, and chicken. I said, you eat a plate of it. I said, you're stuffed and you're full for like 3 hours. And he goes, you go eat like two large pizzas and you're still hungry. He goes, because the high fructose corn syrup increases your ghrelin production and makes you still want to keep overeating. I said, I know. I said, it's almost impossible to get fat, like fat, really overweight, eating clean. Even if you overeat, it's almost impossible. You can't do it. And he goes, yeah, I know. And he goes, all I started doing was cutting out the sugar, the junk food, the pasta, the pizza, the sodas, and I just started eating. He goes, and I didn't really even cut back on my portions. He goes, I still eat a big old chicken breast, and I'd have a nice thing of brown rice, and I'd have a bunch of broccoli. And he goes, I'd eat that like 4, 5, 6 times a day. He goes, it filled me up. And he goes, I just started dropping weight left and right, started hitting the weights, and I started dropping weight. And I said, imagine that. And he goes, the biggest thing I noticed about it, he said, was my digestive system felt so much better. He goes, my colon problems went away, my irritable bowel syndrome went away, my stomach problems went away, my acid reflux went away for the most part. And I said, imagine that. You stop pumping crap into your stomach. You stop pumping horrible, disgusting, preservative-laden food with GMOs and glyphosate. You start feeling better. And so we were joking around about it, and it's the truth. And a lot of times people have this difficult concept, and when they start eating better, they start feeling better. And, you know, that's why we got more of the meat buckets back in stock over the weekend. That was good. And I talked to our supplier. We will have the organic buckets. I apologize for delays. The USDA certified organic buckets, they have been having a horrific time trying to gather raw ingredients. I had a very detailed conversation with our supplier on Friday. They will be shipping out this Thursday and Friday. We got a bunch coming in. All the orders that are on back order, they will be filled. And thank you for being patient with us, because I know it's frustrating sometimes, frustrating with us dealing with the phone calls and trying to keep customers happy. But again, there's a reason why those are the only food buckets that I'll carry, because this is the same stuff that I'll eat. I've eaten it numerous times here at the office when I've like run out of food and I need something in a jiffy. I don't want to be selling people or having people that are my friends have junk food in their stored food, and something happens and we're swapping foods, making meals, working together community-wise, and all they have is a bunch of GMO, high fructose, corn syrup garbage. Because I'll tell you right now, it's going to make me feel horrible. I'm not going to function well. I function at top peak condition as much as I can. That ain't going to happen on this nasty food. That's why I figured, well, if store food's going to be anything, it needs to be organic. Same thing if you want to buy, you know, organic noodles and store them up, or you want to buy organic rice or organic beans and store them up. Buy the highest quality you can. And again, there's always a nice backup, because here's the thing. If you go in and you decide in a couple of years, you know what, we don't really need to have this much food on store, you can start making food with it, and it actually tastes good, and you can eat it, and it's organic. And it'll actually save you money at the point, because quite frankly, I don't know where we're going to be with food prices the next 2 or 3 years. I mean, this is getting so crazy. I saw an article earlier that came out from Greg Fuller at FreightWaves, and they pretty much are telling everybody now that the supply chains are never returning to normal. Now, why are they telling everybody this? Because they want everybody to get used to essentially – what World Economic Forum said, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, except that's not going to be the case with us. We're Christians. We're always as far as happy because we're saved through Christ. this is the thing that they want everybody to do. They want everybody to turn into peasants. They don't want anybody to push back. They don't want anybody to stand up. They want to continue to control people through fear, while at the same time, they're shorting the supply chain behind the scenes and nobody even realizes it's happening. He went on to say here in this article, he said the smoothly running supply chain requires buffer stock, which is burned out now in this country. He said, which is challenging when you don't have enough stock to begin with. And what he's going on, he said the supply chain will begin to have winners and losers, and a lot of them are going to end up being losers, and there's going to be a couple top suppliers that are going to emerge at the very top at the end, i.e. Amazon and Costco. Now, it's interesting about this. At the end of the article, and this is what I really wanted to get to, because this is what they're really shooting for right now. This is why I encourage people to make sure you have backup supplies for what you need. He goes on to say at the very end of this, he says, automation, including robotics, will become much more important in the foreseeable future. Nearshoring manufacturers will try to offset higher production costs with robots and automated production systems. This is where they're going to start coming in and bringing out the standard basic income, to where they start giving people checks not to work. They already did this as a template in basically COVID. They tested it to see what it would do, and quite frankly, it worked out just fine. People were happy with sitting at home and smoking their dope and eating their MSG chips all day and not going to work. As we saw why it's been so hard now for a lot of companies to hire good quality workers now, because now they've made sure the inflationary rate went up. Now nobody wants to work unless they're making like $20 an hour. The problem with it is a lot of companies can't take that type of a pay hit and try to pay that much money out. So again, they have to do exactly what they said. They want to make everybody dependent. And what's interesting now, at the same time, you see this push to try to bring in this unbelievably horrific ideology into these younger children to pervert the younger generation. It all works in a cumulative effect, my friends. One of these singular events by themselves would have very little impact on the United States. It really would, because of how robust, how resilient we are, how strong we are, how big we are. We'd be able to push through it. This is what numerous people in alt media and that I've talked to and that have retired military and contractors, they've said that. They said the only way they're going to bring down, the banker boy is going to bring down the U.S. is it's going to have to be essentially that reference you hear, death by a thousand cuts. It's going to have to be a ton of different elements that occur. Not one singular event is ever going to bring down the United States. It'd be virtually impossible, even a big one. We saw that with 9/11. We bounced right back from that, even though that whole thing, I'm not even going to get into that. And so what they're doing is they're doing all these things. And so you have to look at the main things that you can control. People get overwhelmed a lot of times with things that are happening. I mentioned this topic on Friday when you start looking at things and you say, oh my gosh, this. Sometimes you got to focus on the main things you can get done. It's called triaging. What are the main priorities right now? You got, and they use that term in EMT as far as in paramedic. I learned that in EMT school. You have triage. You have like three different sections. You have the ones that are essentially critical. Give them morphine. That's it. Give them morphine. Let it roll. You have the other ones that need assistance immediately. They need tourniquets put on. You know, you got to make sure you got a sucking chest when you take care of them right now. And then you have the third, which are more minor, and they can basically be put to the side. Those are the three aspects you have in a triage. So what you have to look at right now is certain elements that are occurring. Nobody's going to be able to do anything about them on our end. Not anything short of a giant, another revolutionary war, which I don't really encourage because I don't think the United States populace has the gall and the stomach for that again, quite frankly. I think too many people are too soft. They think they're going to do something and they're not. And this immune system and the obesity rate and the ability to actually walk more than a mile is pretty minimal now in the United States, as sad as that is. So one of the main things you have to look at is your children, your grandkids, your younger kids, your friends' kids, and encourage them in ways that you know that can keep them healthy and strong and smart. One of those things you can do is prevent your children from being exposed to the unbelievably perverted transgender ideology that's constantly being shoved in everybody's faces. Even Bill Maher the other day, and I'm not even a big fan of him. He's pretty liberal. And what's funny is he's starting to get eviscerated by the mainstream media and by the left because he's saying, my viewpoints never changed, guys. You guys are just going that far out there. And he made a comment the other day, and he has gotten slammed on mainstream media. And he said, if this so-called alleged spike in transgender children is all biological, why is it only regional? why are we only seeing it in the areas that are constantly promoting transgender ideology in the school systems and promoting transgender story hour? Why are we only seeing it in the hard leftist states that are shoving this curriculum in kindergartens' faces and making them required reading books of these transgenders? He goes, this is not a serious science-based discussion, and it never will be because it is not science. It is a blow being struck in the culture war using children as cannon fodder to push their agenda. And quite frankly, I can't argue with that statement that he came out with. He's absolutely right. They're using the children now as this excuse to bring everything inclusive so they can push their agenda, and I'll take it a step further than what he said. They're grooming these young children to bring them in and to normalize pedophilia behavior with them so that they can bring their children in to this new realm of new world order they want. That's what they're doing. So that is one factor right there that you can have a direct impact in. Your children, your grandkids, your friends' kids, constantly talk about what's going on. The second one is exactly what I've talked about the whole time, your health. Your health is one of the most valuable assets you have. Remember Jim Rohn said that. He goes, you can work 90, 100 hours a week for a decade. And he goes, you may become very successful and wealthy. And he goes, you also may die because you have no health. And he goes, how sad is that to be extremely wealthy and have no health? What was that for? It was just all for nothing. And so it's important you take care of your bodies. The next thing as well is getting the truth out there and getting involved. Like Dad said, locally, whether politically, whether it's around people you know, whether it's encouraging people to ask questions, those are the top three things you can do right now. The fourth thing you can start doing, again, is making sure you're prepared and you're ready for anything that occurs so you can have a closer group-knit community around you that if something happens, you know, hey, I'm calling up so-and-so or I'm going to so-and-so's house. We're starting together. We had this conversation yesterday with a four-man fire team that's within about a mile and a half of me. All four of us live right around each other. We have comms, we have gear, we have training on a regular basis, and we all have different protocols that we know. If we can't get a hold of one another on, you know, basically comms, then we go to each other's house and basically talk about what's going on and assess the situation and make sure the kids are safe and everything else. You have to get productive and you have to get proactive. Sitting around pretending that somebody's going to come and save us right now in the political realm is a complete and total joke. We already got played with that with Donald Trump. Donald Trump made sure that the ATF had unfettered access to going in and arbitrarily changing laws, including the 1934 NFA Act with rewriting the definition of machine gun. That single-handedly right there made me lose a massive amount of respect for him. He also had Operation Warp Speed. All these things that occurred showed us later on, once we started doing our research, that it doesn't matter who's running the White House. It only matters in our small communities what we can do to stick up for our cities, our counties, and our states and stick together. It's kind of like we're going back to the old United States, the colonial status, because the Fed's gone rogue and the Fed's pretty much turned into the redcoats. Weird as that is to say, don't want to put any words in anybody's mouth, but it's pretty obvious, I think, right now that we're not being run by anybody that has our best intent at heart, is exactly what Dad said with Pfizer earlier. The pharmaceutical industrial complex and the military industrial complex, along with the CIA, is operating in the United States right now. You can look up the research and look up what's going on. It's not hard to figure out. That's why it's important you do the things you can do right now with your family to stay strong and healthy and prepared, body, soul, and mind, all across the board. What do you think, Dad?
That's an excellent monologue, Austin. That was really well said, all of it. You know, death by a thousand cuts. You know, I mean, wow. You know, out of shape Americans, drugged, obese, hooked on prescription narcotics, basically confused, compromised. That's the goal. That was the goal of the Frankfurt School. They've done it. They've done it through hormones. This weekend I had a top TV evangelist, a good friend of mine. I've been on the show many times. Told me, what happened to all the men? We don't have men anymore. The men are gone. I said, it's because of the hormones. They started putting them in the food supply. They wanted to turn the men into girls. And, you know, in the World Economic Forum, they only, like you said, Austin, they only want peasants. They want everybody just, you know, like licking their boot. That's all they care about. And Bill Maher was right. It's funny you brought that up story up, because I had him pull up for the next story for my segment here. He's suggesting that kids are becoming trans because it's trendy, and being gay isn't hip enough anymore. You know, in a monologue slamming the LGBTQ supporters for experimenting on children with hormone blockers and gender reassignment surgery. Now, you know, Maher is 66 years old. He's my age, and so he basically has seen the country what it once was. He was indoctrinated into a liberal political viewpoint, And now he's starting to realize that the liberal political viewpoint that he had is way, way, way gone, because the left, the extreme left, like Netflix and Disney, has come in to push this transgender agenda to groom the children, because they want everybody to be hermaphrodite. I told you years ago, Hollywood's run by the gay mafia. So is the New York theater presentation. It's all gay mafia, gay mafia, gay mafia. And when we understand that, we start to realize that these guys exert an extremely big influence on the population as a whole as far as viewpoints. We've got to get that. It's that group. It's the Kabbalist Luciferian group. And you know what's so funny to me? You know, and I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. And this is just food for thought for all of you new listeners. This Kabbalist Luciferian group that likes to torture little children and drink adrenochrome and basically commit atrocities with human sacrifice and blood sacrifices like they did in Dresden and all the stuff that they do, okay? They serve their god, this snake in a tree, basically called Lucifer, which that's not really the name he goes by, but that's what we call him. You know, and you could look, there's all kinds of names, Baal, Moloch, Asherah, you know, it doesn't matter, Quetzalcoatl, all of these. And all of these, this entity that runs this planet from the deep, darkest, perverted minds of the people that they've taken over, they know the long-term goal they have of bringing back their old world order like it was 2,000 years ago with the ancient Roman Empire. That's what they want to do. But we as Christians, we have to stand in that gap, and we've got to realize that we can't allow this transgender philosophy to basically become, you know, like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah, where, you know, all the men came out to rape the angels, all of them. So all the men came out. They were all a bunch of perverts. And you think, well, you can't call them perverts. I just did. So to heck with that. Can't call. The reason we've gotten to this situation is we stop calling them perverts. We don't talk about perversion anymore. We talk about it being an accepted lifestyle. And that's why they've come after our children. If we'd have kept them in the closet where they belonged, where they could just do their little thing, whatever they wanted to do, and leave everybody alone, not many people would have said much about this. They didn't do that, did they? They came after our children to convert our children. Because to the gay guys, one of the biggest goals they have is to bring a child, not all the gay guys, but a lot of these real sick perverts, bring a child into that lifestyle, or to bring another man into that lifestyle. And it's sad to me they actually feel this way. It really is. But when you put these people in charge, you know, they're operating off of their emotions and their feelings and what they want the world to be. And then you give them Hollywood to control, and you give them the movies to control. They come in with all these transgender actresses that aren't even women. They're just men. I've talked about this in depth before. And you start seeing all of this stuff. You start going, wow, wait a minute. Like, you know, Gal Gadot now has male pattern baldness. What the heck is – yeah, how about that? Or that Charlize Theron, you know, raising that little boy as a little girl. I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, how many of these people are really guys? And that's a perverted thing for heterosexual alpha males to even think about. I mean, it's sickening to us. But this is the group that runs the planet. And then they constantly have to tell us that there's no spiritual world around us, that it's basically just do it. If it feels good, do it. They constantly tell us that there are no moral ramifications and no judgment by the Most High God. Their mantra is, if it feels good, do it, and do what thou wilt, according to Aleister Crowley, who was one of their big head guys back 100 years ago. He also worked for British Secret Intelligence. I thought I'd mention that to you, too, real quick. All of these people are basically the ones who've been running the planet now and pushing us back into the New World Order. They don't want us to realize that we have other entities and spiritual forces that are going on around us, including UFOs. They don't want us to talk about that. But now Congress and other people in the media are finally starting to talk about what's really happening with unidentified flying objects from other dimensions or other places or wherever they're from, with all kinds of entities in them. It's like I told Chuck Missler one time. We were talking about UFOs. I'm having lunch with Chuck Missler. And I said to him, tell me about UFOs. And I said, well, it's primarily demonic activity, the things that we refer to as demons. And I said, well, why do they need a spaceship? That's my response to him. Okay. I'm thinking they're just floating around with wings, right? I have no idea. I've never really talked about this to anybody before. And he said to me something very succinct. He said, why do you think you have the right to tell them how they're supposed to travel? And I started laughing. I guess, Chuck, I never thought about it that way. But you're right. I don't have that right. And I say all that to say this. A lot of stuff's coming out right now. And I've talked about this before. and now it's out again. UFOs, disabled nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles. It goes at my top secret base. You know, I will testify before Congress because the Pentagon is covering it up. A former Air Force officer who claims the UFOs disabled nukes and weapons at his base has accused the Pentagon of a cover-up and wants to tell Congress. Robert Salalas, S-A-L-A-S, who insisted he witnessed 10 nukes being taken offline, and he was shocked that U.S. military officials had not investigated. He was speaking after Scott Bray, the Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, and he admitted that unidentified aerial phenomenon, that's UAP, task force, had not looked at what happened. Congress has been holding a public hearing on UFOs, or UAPs, as they are also known, with key witnesses, including Bray and Ronald Moultrie, Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, giving their testimony. Salas, who was then a captain, said the bizarre incident unfolded in 1967. I talked to you guys about this before, when he was on the on-duty commander of a secret underground launch facility in Montana's Air Force Base. Nuclear missiles were shut down by UFOs, which flew over the base over a span of 8 days. And this is well documented. And there are other testimonies by other witnesses he told you on my son. I told you guys this happened. That's why I've said to you so many times, they're not going to use nuclear weapons to destroy the planet. They're not going to destroy their own infrastructure. These entities from these other dimensions aren't going to allow it. I guess they let Hiroshima and Nagasaki slip through the cracks, and they're not going to do that again. Because remember, in 1947, that's when Roswell happened. That was right after the UFOs, right after the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And if you read the book, The Day After Roswell, and you read the book, The Money Mafia, those two books by Helluride and the other one by Corso. Read those two books. If you don't read anything else, read those two books. It'll give you a really good insight as to how these things are real and what their agenda is going to be. He goes on to say, the primary witnesses that saw these UFOs disable the nuclear arsenal are still alive and able to give testimony about this incident. Without a doubt, I would testify to the inquiry under oath, and I would bring documentation in the form of audio recordings, letters, etc. Salas said he wanted to tell the inquiry about what he saw was the U.S. Air Force cover-up that took place. After the incidents took place, we were told not to speak about them. In other words, there was a cover-up. We were never debriefed about the causation or the attempt to find the causation by the investigative teams. It was kept secret. He said in a 1969 report in the UFOs didn't mention the Maelstrom incident, as investigators were never given access to information into it, nor did they speak to any witnesses. The Air Force has yet to respond to the UFO investigation that's ongoing to the incidents I reported, and I have written books about it. There's excessive secrecy going on and surrounding the whole thing. This is a cover-up ongoing, and there must be an organized group within the intelligence agencies that are holding these secrets. He assured me it was not, and he had no idea of why or any of it occurred. Representative Mike Gallagher asked Bray about the reports about the UAPs flying over sensitive military facilities housing our nuclear forces. He said, one such incident occurred at Maelstrom Air Force Base, and asked the official if he was aware of it and he had any comment on it. But Bray said the data on the incident was not within the holdings of the UAP task force, and he had only heard other informal stories. Guys, this thing is real. Now, that's why I tell you this on an ongoing basis. Why? Because I don't want this to affect your faith in Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with that. These entities have been around here. They've been around for thousands of years. Apparently, they have some type of rule book they've got to follow as far as interaction with human beings, because God Almighty's given them a set of rules. These demons, or whatever you want to call them, or ancient entities, they've been around, you know, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. This war in the heavenlies has been going on for millennia of time, and we've got to be aware of it. We just happen to be caught in the middle of it. That's why don't let yourself get all worked up over some nuclear bomb attack. I can't stand all media websites. They're always pushing the nuclear alternative. You've never seen me do that once. I don't talk about that on our show. I don't do it because I don't believe it's going to happen. Because of what happened right here with this Maelstrom Air Force Base, they're not going to allow it. God himself had to intervene in Genesis chapter 6 and flood the planet and pull the continents apart to shut off the magnetic ley lines, to turn off the transmitters we call pyramids all over the planet, to stop the energy field from controlling the thoughts and the minds of every single person on the planet. Then God did that. And they're not going to come in here and nuke their own 5G infrastructure they just put in. They're not going to do that. Now, they can use biologicals. I talked about this 8 years ago. We started this show, and that's what they've been doing. With Ebola, with AIDS, with the coronavirus, now with monkeypox. They're always doing all this stuff. Now, monkeypox could just be, again, a byproduct of the people who got shot who have had their 5G, the 5G activate their monkeypox fat membranes around the lipid nanocle particles that could, that were injected in them. That could be that too. We don't know, because this is how advanced our science is right now. They're literally, I would say, and this is honestly, 500 years ahead of us as far as technology, because they're not showing us, you know, half a millennial, because these entities are given them. Remember, the same thing happened in the book of Enoch. These fallen angels came into this earth, and they started giving them all this advanced technology on how to do all these advanced things. And it just, this is the group that came in and contaminated the genome, you know, with the planet, and you created the giants and the Nephilim and created that energy field that was negative all the time. Same people, same group, same synagogue of Satan, same people. Okay? Always remember that. It's always the same group. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Remember, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ, for he's the author. And he is the finisher. And he is the perfecter of our faith. I appreciate you guys. Austin, finish up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you again, my friends, for just the support of healthmasters.com. If you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. The magnesium brain food capsules, those are all shipping out today. A lot of people wanted to try those out over the weekend. On sale right now are very popular magnesium thionate, magnesium brain food in capsule form, which is really convenient for when you're traveling and going about. So those are all going out today. So thank you again for anything you need from a health standpoint. Be sure to call us up or give us an email and let us know what you need. We're always here to try to help you out the best we possibly can. Also, to the May Super Sale, Ultimate Multiple Capsules, a few days left on that sale for 25% off. Be sure to check it out. And also the Joint Relief Formula, on sale for Product of the Week up until Wednesday. And vote for what you want to see win. It looks like the Vitamin C and the Cortisol Buster are neck and neck right now for Product of the Week voting. So check that out at healthmasters.com. And thank you again for standing up for what you believe. I've seen so many people now in the last couple months that are really starting to get vocal. I think it's clicked for a lot of people now when how we've seen what's going on, especially we're throwing $40 billion to Ukraine that we have to borrow money for, but yet we can't even take care of the current country we're in right now because basically they don't care. I think people are starting to realize that nobody's coming for us. If it is to be, it's up to us. We have to do the best we can with what we have, especially for our younger kids and generation. So thank you again, my friends. Stay strong. Keep raising little Americans. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.